Okay, today is Daf Gimel. We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis on the bottom line, where it says Elameyata. Now that it's true, Now that it's true that the Chachamim learnt the shear of the opening from the shear of the opening of the Heichal. Now that that's true, then Lo Tahanu Le Amlasra. An amlasra shouldn't help. What's an amlasra? So Rashi says on top, an amlasra is, we'll see in a few minutes, that basically it's some kind of design on the top of the crossbeam. And if you have a design, then it can be taller than 20 tvachim. Than 20 amos. If you have a design, it could be taller. So why should that work? Because the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, had one of those. And it's still the maximum shear was 20 amos. So you see that that shouldn't help. And it does help. Right? Rashi says, the Gemara says, Lotahani le'am amlasra. It shouldn't help. Rashi says, Lachshure gvor yosem ichaf. To be making more than 20. Lekam mefarish ma'amasa v'hechi tani mahanya. We're gonna say in a minute what it is and how it helps. Anyway, but it shouldn't help.
There was a design here?
What?
There was a design?
Yes. And it was still 20 amos. So how come I'm allowed to have an air of more than, higher than that, a crossbeam higher than that, if I have the design? Why? The Heichal, Amlasra Havile, the Heichal had one. The Filuhachi, Eshemama, Hudukavoa. It was only 20 amas tall. So the Marshal says, what kind of question is that? I mean, how tall could it be? Why should it be taller? So the answer is, remember we learned yesterday that there were there was one building. There was the Ulam, and then the Heichal. What's the Ulam?
The antechamber.
The Ulam was 40 amas tall. The Heichal was 20 amas tall. Why is it smaller? Says the Marsha, it would have been taller. So, Afilu Hachi, Esrim Amahu de Gavoa. Right? It was only 20 amas tall. So how come I'm allowed to have a design? And it's going to be more than 20. In the base of the Mikdash, you only had a 20, and they had a design, it was only 20. Ditnan, we looked at Midos. Chamesh amlorasros shalmila hayu algabov. There were like wooden designs above the doorway of the ulam, right? Gabov zulam alamizu v'zulam alamizu. So just like you had them in the ulam, you probably had them in the heichal as well. Now the Gemara asks a side question. Hi, my tifta. What kind of question is that? Dilma ki tanya hi d'amlorasos. B'ulam, Tanya. Maybe they were only in the Ulam. Who said they were even in the Heichal? Right? So the Gemara says, no, v'haymai kushya dilma tavnas Heichal k'tavnas Ulam. They're both the same. So that question we got rid of. So back to our original question. Our original question is, what?
I
said it's the same. It's the same thing. So if you have it in the Ulam and it was only 20 amas tall, if you have it in the Ulam and it was 20 amos tall, then why, and you couldn't have it taller than 20 amos, so how come I could have an Erev taller than 20 amos? That's the question. Alama Amar Eloi Amar Rav, Rabbi Eloi said the name of Rav, two halachas. Number one, Rechava Dalid, if something is four tvachim wide, the beam is four tvachim, Afal Pisha Ein Abriya, even if it's very, very thin, it's so thin that if you put a brick on it, it'll snap. The board is so the wood is so it doesn't make a difference. It's four tvachim, it's good enough. Number two, v'nyeshla amlasara. If you have one of these designs, then I feel a gvoi yosem yeshem ama in its aruch lamait. You don't have to reduce it. Why not? In the heichal, it was only 20 amas with those things. Second, I'm allowed to have it taller. Amar of Yosef, amlasara masni sohi. This amlasara is a brisa. And therefore, it's on a stira on Rav. Right? Man katani la, where's his brisa? Amar Abaya, v'chama b'rei d'rabba b'aravua katani la. He learnt it. V'teheve amlasra masnisa v'tikshi l'rav. So one second. Why can't we say that it's still kash on Rav? What did Rav say? Rav said, if you have such a thing, it could be taller. Right? Amalach Rav, dalan amehacha, what do you want from me? Take me out of this equation. Masnisan milo kashin adadi. Isn't there a stira here? There's a stira here. What's a stira? Rashi says, look at Rashi. Masnisan milo kashin adadi. Ta'atanya la'el, we said yesterday, behedya, Mavusha Gvor Bechaf Yoser Mipischa Shel Hegel has to be lowered. That's what it said yesterday. Right? And what does it say over here? What did Rav say? What did we have a Bryce that it says? If you have no Zamasis, it could be taller. It's exact stira. Ela Mayasacholomer, Tanoihi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. Ludidinami Tanoihi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. Right? Meaning what? Do those almasras help or not? It's a machlokas Tanoim. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, below Rav Masnisan Adadi Lo Kashin. Did not a kash at all. There's not a kasha, there's not a steer here between these two brises. L'rabon, the brise and the Mishnah. L'rabonon kore taimamai mishum hekira. Why does a kore even help? Why does a kore help? What's a kore? It's a crossbeam. What does it help? The answer is, it's a hecker. I'm a lot of, min haTorah, I'm a lot of carrying a mavi. Because a mavi is something called Rishos Sayachid. Min haTorah, I'm a lot of carrying a mavi. Midrabonon, don't carry in a mavi because maybe you'll carry in the street. In a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if I have a Korah there, then I could. It's a hecker. Right, Rashi says, Delechzu inchi, people will see, Veledu, they'll know, that Takanta Ovud, that this is a Takana, Volesi Las, Hulufe Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then we'll mix up here with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Umishum Hachi Mahanya Alamsa, this is what this design helps, the Kivan, the Mistakliba inchi, because people will look at it. Afil Lamaila Michaf Ama, Ike Hekera, this hecker. I have a high diktoni yesterday pitzchah shel hechel. How come it said the height of the hechel? That's siman of alma. That's just a number. You should know a siman. That, well, it all was a siman, and it doesn't come to exclude a case of a higher than 20 amos. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak hanicha ilo svir lehad rabba. This all makes sense if you don't hold for rabba. However, isvir lehad rabba. But if you hold like rabba, you're going to have a kasha. The Amar rabba said that by a sukkah. A sukkah also can't be taller than 20 amos. Why not? For Rabbi said the reason is, Diksev, Laman Yedu Dorozechen ki besukkah so shafti. You should know you're sitting in a sukkah. Ad Esrim Amma Odim Yodea Shadar besukkah. Up to 20 amos, a person knows he's in a sukkah. Lamailam Esrim Amma in Odim Yodea Mishom de lo shilta bo'ena. A person doesn't realize he's in a sukkah. It's so large, he doesn't even realize. Therefore, Rabbi said, Alma, what do you see? Ga besukkah nami behakera pligi. That they're arguing by a sukkah also. Same thing by a sukkah. So, afligu betarti lamali, why do you have to have machlokas twice? Right? Obviously, the reason can't be from Rabbah. And the Gemara says, no. Tzricha, I need both. Di'yash me'in and gabi sukkah. If it only would have told you the machlokas is by sukkah, whether 20 amos is enough or not. Bahaka amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda allowed a sukkah taller than 20, and he allowed a mavli taller than 20. Same issue. No, same issue. The issue is hecker. So I have to say the machlokas twice. He holds from hecker, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from hecker. Nah, because kivan del yeshiva avida shilta ba'ina. Rabbi Yehuda would say, you know why I allow a sukkah more than 20 amos? Because you sit. Everybody knows what. Everybody knows they're in a room, and everybody knows there's a ceiling. Even if it's taller than 20 amos, he's sitting down. You know. Avol mavoi, but a mavoi del hilich avid. You're moving around. You're walking around. Maybe they would agree with the Rabbanan that 20 amos is the maximum. And therefore, the Gemara, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda had to say, no, I hold even more than 20 there too. And if Ellen had the case of Mavui, Baha ka Amir Rabbanan. There the Rabbanan held, you limit it to 20. But in a sukkah, maybe they agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, Tzricha, I need this machlokas in both places. Okay? Next, my amlasra. What is it? What is an amlasra? What is it? What is it? So Rav Chama. Correct. What is it? So Rav Chama, we made the whole. After we finished the whole Gemara, what is it? By the way, we asked it at the end. What is it? Rav Chama b'Rei d'Rava b'Rav Amar Kini. Kini means nests. Nest. So machlok is what this means. Either it's a real bird's nest. So. Oh, look at those birds up there. It's a real bird's nest. Birds hang out there. So you're looking there, and therefore it could be taller than 20 amos because you focused on it. The Rambam holds, no, it's like graffiti. It's pictures of nests. They drew designs of nests or other things on the crossbeam, so that draws your attention to it. And therefore, if it's taller than 20 amos, it's okay too. That's what it means. Kiyosa Rav Dimi Omar, Omri B'mar Rava. In my Rava, they said it's a third thing. Pes Paski de Arza. Okay? It's some kind of pieces of wood, eight erez, pieces of wood that are very long, and that are stuck and they stick out from the wall, and because they're so unusual, they draw your attention to it. Man de Omar Piski de Arza. If you hold that's what it is, Kol Shkein Kimi, you will for sure agree that a nest or designs is okay. Right, Rashi says, the Iri de Chashivi, right? Okay, fine. Man de Amar Keni, but if you hold its nests, Avol Piska de Arzilo, you won't necessarily agree with wood. Man de, why not? Man de Amar Piska de Arza, my time, Mishum de Nafish Mashche, because it draws your attention to it. For Asukkah, de Nafish Mashche, but Sukkah also draws your attention to it. The Kamer Rabbanan Delo, and the Rabbanan said he can't be with 12 and 20 Amos. It's a Sukkah. Doesn't it draw your attention to the Schach? Ella, the answer is, Kivan Delo Chashiv, Kivan De Kachashiv, Islay Kala. Now, the reason why the wood is permissible is because it's expensive, and everyone's looking at it, all it's expensive wood, and therefore it is a Kol, and therefore it can be 12 and 20 Amos. If it has the design, it can be told in 20 hours.
I'm just curious, in the base of Mikdash, do you think it was just Herod's version that it had this thing? Or
yes, I would venture to say yes. Okay. Next Gemara. Not easy Gemara. Mixas kora besoch esrim, umixas kora lemailami esrim. You have a beam. Now the beam, let's say, is a foot tall. So part of the beam is in the 20 amos, and part of it's above the 20 amos. Same thing with tzchach. You have tzchach in 20, and then tzchach above 20. You have a lot of thick tzchach, 2 feet of tzchach. You have all these branches, and it goes above the 20. Some of it's within 20, and then some of it's above 20. What's the story with such a sukkah? And what's the story with such a mavli? What's the story?
What's the problem?
You're not allowed to go above 20. So we're going
to
get to that. That's the question, right? So, mixas kor besoch esrim, umixas kor lemailami esrim. Mixas chach besoch esrim, umixas chach lemailami esrim. What's the story? So a bunch of different opinions. Number one, Amar Rabba, b'mavui kosher, by a mavui that's okay. B'suk apostle, by suk it's not okay. Maishna mavui, the kosher. Why is a mavui good? Why is a mavui good? Damrinon kolush, because we will say, I'm only going to look at the part that's within 20. And the rest of the beam, I don't need that beam. Kolush means to like as if it's not there. Says Rashi. Roin ki'inu nital oso ha'ovi. I'm going to pretend that the thickness of the beam above 20 amos is not here. Hayote lamaila, it's not here. Utehe kora daka, and I got a thin beam. It's very thick. I'm going to take the thickness, I'm going to pretend that it's not there, and I'm left with a thin beam.
What kind of principle is this? Do you ever see this anywhere else where you just ignore something like that?
We have it all the time, no?
We do?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of this? It's a little over, it doesn't make any difference. Once it's over 20, it doesn't make any difference.
That's the question. Part of it's within 20. That part of it's within 20. Part of it's within 20. Part of it's above 20. What's the story?
Right, so what do we have all the time? Are you joking?
No, I'm being serious.
Wait, what do we ignore things? Like, what do we...
We row in this and we row in that. So, we're not finished. So, he says, by a mavui it's good. By a suk it's no good. Why is it good by a mavui? Because we'll pretend as if the thickness is not there. So, it's the same thing by a sukkah. Sukkanami, Lema Kolosh, say the same thing. I'm going to pretend the schach above 20 is not there. So I can't pretend that. You know why? Eat Kolosh, I said I'm going to pretend that. Havile Chamatzim Ruba Mitzulsa. There'll be more sun than shade. But I'm only taking it away in my mind. But if I do that, I don't have enough schach. I have more sun than shade. So Gemara says, Hachanami, same
thing.
Yeah, but it's above 20. Now I'll have it above 20. So what do you do here?
Exactly. Well, it's also room,
Yeah. So I take away the schach and pretend it's not there. Then I have too much sun. So the verse is 1 second. E hachi hachanami e kalashta. If you take away the beam, havele korah hanitelas beruach. Then the wind could blow it away. It's even a thin little thing. It has to be at least strong enough to withstand wind. Nasu bekishbudin shal mateches. No, we're going to view it as if it's metal beams. It doesn't blow away in the wind. Right? Hachanami. Akarchach nasis silsa meruba. 1 second. Yeah, also shbudin shal mateches. Right? Right, so even if it's very thin, it won't blow away. And therefore, that's what I'll do when it comes to the mavui. I'll pretend it's a beam of metal, won't blow away. By a sukkah, I'm stuck. Because by a sukkah, if I take away the schach, I have more sun than shade. Hachanami, al karchach, you must say that nasis sulza meruba mechamasa. So the Gemara is the same thing. What do you mean? So just pretend that there's more schach than sun. The whole thing is pretending. Right? Amar Rava mi parkarziki. No, there's a different, forget this reason, that's not the reason. The reason, why is a mavui good and a sukkah no good? Why will we say this, the mavui in 20 and above 20 is good? A sukkah within 20 and above 20 is no good? Nothing to do with this reason of pretending. Whole different reason. The reason is, very simple. Sukkah, when it comes to a sukkah, delu yachid hu, it's an individual person sits on a sukkah. If you're on sukkah. Lo midgar, you're not going to remember. Oh, I gotta remove some of the schach. Because I gotta make sure this is a good sukkah. So I gotta go up there and remove the schach. Who's gonna do that? Nobody's gonna do that. Lo midkar. Right? Look at Rashi says, the last skinny line. Zimnan, sometimes, the mishtakel mixas ovi haschach hanichnas latos chaf, the kaimakul malami chaf. What's gonna happen? If we don't force you to do it, sometimes the whole sukkah will be above 20. And therefore, you're going to come to big problems. You're going to have a puzzle sukkah. In a chenami, the sukkah might be good this way. But since you're alone in the sukkah, we're going to force you to fix it. We're going to say it's no good, because you'll make a sukkah completely above 20. But mavui, a mavui, dilarabim, mitgara hadadi. A mavui has a rabim going in there. A lot of people go to the mavui. Somebody's going to remember. Right? Rashi says, she'im tirkav tachteha shel korah, if the bottom of the beam is going to rot away, v'tamod kula l'mayla me'esrim amma, and it's going to be completely above 20 amos, misaktinle, someone's going to fix it, because so many people use it. So therefore, by mavo, it's okay. That's the first answer. Yeah. You don't like that answer? It's not a bad answer. Not necessarily. Yeah, it's rotting away from the bottom. So it could stay there. And therefore, someone's going to fix it. By a sukkah, no one's going to fix it because it's you. And you're a lazy person. But by the mavui, someone's going to fix it. So therefore, by a mavui, it's good. By a sukkah, it's no good. Ravina Amar, a second reason. Sukkah doraisa achmiru barabana. Sukkah's doraisa. We were machmir. Mavui derabanan lo achmiru barabanan. The mavui is only us and midrabanan. It's only a midrabanan issue. We're not so machmir. Let it go. Right? Right? What's going to happen if the sukkah is above 20 and you eat in there, you didn't eat in the sukkah. You were over in Issa Daraisa. By a mavui, you're not a Daraisa. So you carried in the mavui. So you're over in Issa Daraisa. So big deal. Therefore, by the mavui, we let. Rabba had the opposite version of Rabba. Amar Rabba, mavui pasul, besukkah kshera. You hear this? By a mavui it's pasul, by a sukkah it's good. If the sukkah is in between 20 and above 20, it's good. By a mavui it's no good. He had the exact opposite version. Maishna sukkah to kshera. Why is the sukkah good? Damrin and Kalish, because we'll say this pretending it's not there. Then a mavui nominate lema kalish. Say the same thing by a mavui. It's the exact same going now. E kalashta, if we're going to say that, havale korah nitelas beruach. Then the wind's going to blow it away, the korah. Hachanami, e kalashta havale chamasim mitzilza. What do you mean? Then same thing with, if you're going to remove the schach, you can have more sun than shade. So no, you're going to make it in such a way we have more shade than sun. Then use pretend it's metal or use metal, it won't blow away. That can't be the reason. So Amar Rava, mi par. Not on a sukkah, on the mavoi. On the mavoi, you're going to use metal. Yeah. Amar Rava, mi par kazia. Sukkah, dil yachidhu. Sukkah, where the whole, then we have the opposite svar. Before we said, you're lazy. Now we have the opposite. Since you're the only one in charge of the sukkah, you're going to make sure it's done. Right? Sukkah, dil yachidhu, rami anafshi umidkar. It's your responsibility. You're going to make sure it gets done. Mavui, a mavui is dilarabim he. The rabbim uses it. So who's going to do it? It's like the other guy will do it. Right? Samche hadadi v'lo midkari. Everyone says someone else is going to do it. No one's going to do it. Right? Dharmi Inchi people say, Kedera the Bey should say, if you have a pot that's supposed to be boiled up by a lot of different people, lo chavimi v'lo kuri. It's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold. No one's going to do it. It's human nature, right? Someone else will do it. And then then it doesn't get done. That's an alternative of the first. So the first reason was, why is a mavui kosher? A mavui's kosher because we said, since it's a rabbin, someone's going to do it. Or we'll say, no, only a sukkah's kosher because since it's a yachid, someone's going to do it. Second reason was, a sukkah's d'oraisa, and a mavui's d'rabbanan. And Ravina Amar, third reason, sukkah d'oraisa lo boy chizik. I don't have to tell you to fix it. You'll fix it yourself. Mavui d'rabbanan boy chizik. The mavui d'rabbanan, it requires chizuk, right? Therefore, the chacham mo machmir and said, if it's above 20, it's no good. If it's in both, it's no good. My havi Allah, what's the bottom line over here? Rabba bar ula amar zev is a puzzle. They're both no good. Rava amar zev is a kosher. They're both yes good. Chalal sukkah tanan. The issue isn't where the schach is on the outside. The issue is on the inside. When you're in the sukkah, where's the ceiling? From floor to ceiling, how much space is there? That's the key. I don't care if the schach is above the 20. Inside, what's the story? Mavui, chaltanan, chalal mavui tanan. We care about you're standing underneath the beam. How high is it from your floor to the beam? How high the beam is on top? What do I care? Therefore, as long as it's within 20, it's good. What goes on outside? What do I care? And therefore, they're both good. Mavui and a sukkah are good as long as it's within 20. If it extends above 20, it's fine too.
There's a difference here. The halal sukkah, it's a fact. The halal, the mavui is just a hacker.
Right, but what if? But the hacker has to be within 20 amos.
No, I mean, if I see, if they make it like you can hang whatever.
So the Mishnah said, has to be within 20 amos. Comes along Rav, yeah, but if you make designs, it could be even taller. Right? So putting the designs aside, it's not designs, it's very boring looking. 20 amps is a shear. Why? Because you said, after that, it's too high up. So what's the shear? If you're standing underneath it, and I look up, is it within 20 amps from the floor to the top, to the bottom of the korah? What's on top of the korah? How far? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. And therefore, if it's partially within and partially on top, it's good according by both of them. Yeah, I think we do. Yeah. Amar Rav Papa LaRava, Tani Misayei Allah. We have a braisa that says this. It says, Mavui shi gavoa me'esri ma'ama, yosem mi'pischo shel heichel. If you have a mavui where the beam is taller than 20 amos, like in the heichel, you might. You gotta lower it. You can't have it so tall. V'heichel gufo chalol esrim. And the chalal has to be 20, like in the heichel. There you go, black and white. Azir of Sina Barashi of Papa. One second. You're telling me that's true? There's a bride that says not like that. It says, Ketan Hoyosa, what do you do? It's too tall, what do you do? Meniach kor misvas eshim ulamata. The beam's gotta be within 20 amos and below. So here you see that the beam has to be within 20 amos. Not that the bottom of the beam has to be within 20, the whole beam. So Takasha, you said all you care about is the halal. Not true. This price says the beam's got to be within 20. Ema, no. What it means is esim ulamayla. It means 20 and above. That's what it means. All you need is the halal. So what are you talking about? Well, lamata ketoni. I read the brayse. It says lamata. Right? So the Gemara says hakamash balon. No. What's going on over here is dilamata kilamala. The halacha of lamata is the same halacha as lamaila. What does that mean? The minimum size of a mavui is 10 tefachim. So again, what if you have a beam that's 9.5 tefachim from the ground, but the top of the beam is 10 tefachim above? Is that good? What? It would not be. You know why? Because mala mala halala esrim, when it comes to the 20, I care about the inside. I don't care how tall the beam is. It's got to be inside 20. Aflamata halala asara. So too, for the small shear, it's got to be at least 10. I don't care how tall the beam is on top of that. So if the beam is within 10, it's within 10, but it extends above 10, no good. Why? Because the airspace is not 10. Same story. But the point is, what do you see from here? That I care about the inside, not the top. Okay. Amar Abaya Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Amas Sukkah. The Amma of a Sukkah. It's hard Gemara now. Amas Sukkah. The Amma of a Sukkah. We said 20 Amas. Amas Mavui. The Amma of a Mavui is Bas Chamisha. Is 5 Tvachim. It's a 5 Tefach Amma. Amas Klayim. The Amma of Klayim is Ba'amma Bas Shisha. It's a 6 Tefach. 6 Tefach Amma. Bigger Amma. Okay, now it sounds like we're being machmer on all sides over here. Right? Because what if I said 20 amos, and I made each amma 5, that 20 times 5 is 100. 100 tvachim. If it's 6, then it's 20 times 6 is 120 tvachim. So it's 20 tvachim shorter. It's more machmer. I have a smaller size. Right? Smaller size. So amas mavui v'amma bas chamisha, Lamai Hilchasa, regarding what? Regarding what halacha by a mavui? The answer is, ligvoa, how tall it could be. Ulapirtas mavui. And if there are breaches in the mavui, we're going to learn about that later in the week. If you have a mavui, mavui can close on three sides. What if there's a breach of 10 amos? So we're going to say it's not going to be a mavui anymore. It's not a mavui anymore.
A breach over the mavui?
A breach in the mavui. The mavui is like this. 1, 2, 3, and there's a breach over here, 15 amas big. You just walk right into the mavui. How big is, what kind of amma? The smaller amas. Right? Smaller amas. V'ikka mashach mavui ba'ar ba'amos dilikula. But 1 second. How deep does a mavui have to be? How deep does it have to be? To make it into a mavui. No. What if I have a mavui that's 1 foot deep? Can I carry in there?
Deep,
long, exactly. Right? Hey, imagine this is the entrance of the mavui. How deep does the mavui have to go? What if it's 1 tefach deep?
Yeah.
Now, the answer is, it's a machokas. Either 4 amos or 4 tefachim. If you hold it's 4 tefachim, then by making smaller tefachim, I made a kula. Because now I can put a lechi there and I can carry in there. So a smaller tefach is a kula. It's a smaller area. You hear? So Gemara says, Va'ikka mashach mavui, the length of the mavui, ba'arba amos, still a kula. That's a kula. And the Gemara answers, no. Kiman da'amar arba tefachim. No, this person who wrote this brisa doesn't hold that you have 4 amos. He holds you have 4 tefachim. If you have 4 tefachim, I have no amos here altogether. Or ba'aba amos, rov amos kamar. And then rov amos. Rov amos is going to turn out to be a chumrah. You found me one case with tzakula? Okay, you found me one case. Look at Rashi. Says, v'ha'ikka. Amos shehuzkeru, the amos that we mentioned, b'meshach mavui, dalar amos. In the depth of a mavui is dalar amos. V'im arko pasach mi dalar amos, if it's less than 4 amos deep, pasach le abaya lekham bepirkin. On daf hey, on Friday, abaya is to say, it's not a mavui. Damu lekham anayipachas mi yud tvachim, ubal ashlimo Ad kama chokik bo b'moshcho. Right. Let's say you have a mavui. It's only 9 tefachim deep. It's only 9 tefachim tall. And you want to carry in there. So you got to make it 10 tefachim. What do? You have to dig a tefach. You have to dig a tefach. So 10 tefach. How deep do you have to dig that tefach? A tefach deep. But how, why? How far down? How far into the mavui? You got to have a 10 tefachim at the entrance. So I can put a korah on top. How far, how deep into the mavui you got to dig this, tefach? How deep in? To my chokas. Either 4 tefachim or 4 amos. Right? What's the machlokes about? Well, how deep does a mavui have to be? Right? It's not just the entranceway. It's got to go deeper. How deep? Either 4 tefachim or 4 amos. Right? So, here. Domela, come on. Pachos mi yod tefachim. The mavui, the airspace is less than 10 tefachim. Ubal ashlimo. And you want to make it 10 tefachim. Ad kama chokek bo, b'moshcho. How deep, how far into the mavui do you have to dig a tefach deep? How far in? Rabbi Yosef Amar Dalet Tvachim, Abaye Amar Dalet Amos. 4 Tvachim or 4 Amos. B'meshech Mavui. B'in and Dalet Amos. So according to Abaye, what do you see? You need 4 Amos. That the depth, the length of a Mavui has got to be at least 4 Amos. This is a Kula. If I pick Amos only 5 Tvachim, it's a Kula. It's a small area I got to dig. U'bahani Amos, Isil Milsei, Lerav Nachman, Lekula. With small amos, I'm good enough. The answer is, this Tana holds, this Brisa holds. No, it's 4 tefachim. Or, most of the time, it's going to turn out to a chumrah. Yeah, once in a blue moon, it's a kula. Most of the time, it's a chumrah. Here, it's a kula, taka. Okay. Next. Amas sukkah, but amas bachamisha l'may ilchasa. Same thing by a sukkah. What's 5 tefachim amos? Regarding what? Number one, legvoa, how tall sukkah can be. Ul dofen akuma. Dofen akuma means that the schach, the walls, will pretend the walls bend. If they're at the ends, it doesn't have to be real schach. It can be fake schach, and you'll have real schach in the middle. How long can this be? 4 amos. If we use stingy amos, 4 amos. Amos. On the wall, dofen akuma is 4 amos. If we use stingy amos, it's a chumrah. Yeah, we let you extend the wall, but only stingy amos. Not only 4, only 5 amos, only 5 tefach amos, not 4, not 6 tefach amos. So we'll allow you to make this wall can go here. Now you live in a room, you have a skylight. So you can take the skylight, put schach on top. Well, how far away are you from the walls? It's got to be less than 4 amos. What kind of amos? The stingy amos. So it's a chumrah. Right, it's a chumrah. So the Gemara says, Va'ika meshech sukkah ba'arba amos dilakula. How big is a sukkah? How deep does how wide can a sukkah be? What's the shear for a sukkah? 4x4 amos. That's a kula. I can have a small sukkah. It's going to be good.
Can you sit under the
non-schach? No, you can't. Only on the Titania, Rebbe Omer, Omerani, kol sukkah she'ein bo dalet amos a dalet amos psulim. It's got to be 4x4 amos. If you tell me it's dingy amos, I can have a smaller sukkah. It's a kula. The Gemara says, no, Kirabanan, we don't hold this, they don't hold like that. That's not the shear for a sukkah. The Amri afilu enu mechazekes el rosh of ruba v'shulchano. No, a sukkah can be so small, it can fit you and your table. Much smaller than 4 amos. You and a table, it's nothing. It's a tiny area. You and your table is all enough, so there is no amos. So the only amos we have in sukkah are to be machmir. Ibai sem, all the same answer. La'olam, rebihi, verov amos ka'amar. We're talking about rov amos. Amas klayim, ba'amas ba'shisha, l'may hilchasa. When it comes to klayim, we said the 6 amos. What's that about?
6
tvachim. Each am is 6 tvachim. What's that about? So you know klayim means you're not allowed to plant something next to grapes. Or you can't plant 2 things next to each other. How far away does it have to be? 4 amos. And it's 4 amos of bigger amos. So it's further away. It's chumrah. It's got to be further away, right? Bigger amos. L'karachas ha-kerem, v'lumachol ha-kerem. For the bald kerem, and for the gate of the kerem. What on earth does that mean? Ditnan. Karachas ha-kerem. So, how much space? You have a vineyard, yeah? You have a vineyard. And at the end of the vineyard, this is the... Is there a picture of this in the article?
Yeah.
Okay. With a picture, it helps. So, You have, imagine a vineyard, and you have, at the two ends, you have actual grapes. Then you have air. Then you have space for the wagon to work. Four amos, and then the middle is empty. How big does the middle have to be? I could plant something else there.
What?
I could plant something else there. I want to plant tomatoes here. How wide does this middle have to be? I have four amos. I have the grapes. Then I have four amos of nothing. That's to walk and to work in the grapes. Then I have, on the other side, grapes. Four amos of space to work there. Now in the middle is empty. How many amos have to be open that I can work in the middle, I can make something else there? How wide can it be?
Eight amos.
Because that's machlokas, Beisham Batilo. Beisham Omrim, Esrim V'Arba Amos. You need 24 amos. U'Beisham Omrim, Sheshetzrei, 16 amos. Sheshetzrei amos, 16 amos. Meaning, according to Beis Hillel, the middle area that you want to plant can be 8 amos wide. If it's 8 amos wide, I still have 4 amos on each side of nothing. Beis Shammai has a bigger shear, no, it has to be 16 amos or something. 16 amos has to be, the middle area has to be 16 amos, bigger shear. The point is, it doesn't make a difference, the point is, we're talking about bigger amos. And what's Mechol HaKerem? Beis Shammai Omrim, Mechol HaKerem is a similar situation, where you have, now the center is planted, then I have 4 amos of space for the wagon to go by, to work in it, to plow. Then I have another 4 amos of space I want to plant in there. Then 4 amos of space again, and then the wall. I have a wall. I'm in an enclosed yard. So 4 times 3 is 12. I have 4 amos of space, then 4 amos I want to work in, then another 4, and then the wall. So I have those 3 fours, 4, 8, and 12. That's if it's at the end of the wall. That's called Mechol HaKerem, by the wall. Yes, it's required. Mechol HaKerem. Beishami Omim Sheshet Rei Amos. He says 16. We don't hold like that. Beishil Omim Shemes Rei Amos 12. Now, if you have bigger Amos, it's going to be more area. Ezu Karachas HaKerem. Kerem Shechor Bem Siyaso. If you have a Kerem that's empty in the middle. Ein Shom Sheshet Rei Amos. If you don't have 16 Amos of space, 4, 8, and 4. Lo Yavizera L'Shom. You can't plant there. Hoy Shom Sheshet Rei Amos. If you have 16 Amos. 4, 8, and 4. Nosin lo kedei avodaso, v'zor es amut moser. You give your 4 amos areas to work, and the middle, you can work there. You can plant something else. Vezu mechol hakerem, what's a mechol hakerem? Ben kerem l'gader, between the kerem and the wall, ein sham shteim esri amos. You don't even have 12 amos. Lo yavizera l'sham. You can't plant there. Hayesham shteim esri amos. If you do have 12 amos, nosin lo kedei avodaso, v'zor es hashar. You can leave 12 amos, and you can plant in the 4 amos area there. Plant whatever you want. And you have 4 amos on one side of that new area, 4 amos on the other side, then you have the vineyard. That's not a problem. The point of all this is that the amos have bigger amos, and you're further away from the grapes. That's the point. Now, I found you a case. I'm going to find a case now of amos by vineyard that the bigger amos are going to be a kula. How could that be? V'ha'ika retzufim ba'arba amos dilakula. So the halacha is that if normally, you're supposed to separate different vineyard, the vines from each other, so that they can grow better. Right? So if the v'ha'ika retzufim, but if they're on top of each other, the vines, then it's not called a vineyard. It's not called a vineyard. Why is it not called a vineyard? Because look how they're growing. They're all on top of each other, the vines. Retufa means consecutive. They're consecutive. They're on top of each other. It's not a good vineyard. It doesn't have the din of a vineyard. Veika retufim, arba amos de lakula. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, veika retufim. Gifanim retufim. It's consecutive, continuous vines. Shesmucha shura l'shura, yosem imashin natnu chachamim shir. They're too close to each other. Not what the chachamim said they should be. Shim ein ba shura l'shura dalet amos ein a kerem. If there's no four amos and four amos separating, It doesn't have the din of a kerem. Why? It's two of the two on top of each other. It's not a kerem. Hold the in lo kol tzarcho. Each vine doesn't have enough land. Hilchach agala hilach agala. The wagon can't go here. There's nowhere for the wagon. The wagon means the plow. There's nowhere for the wagon to go to work on the vineyard. Umut de lezroa b'kul and l'rib Shimon. You can plant anything you want there. You can plant anything you want there. In according to Rib Shimon. Ubahach Amos isi milsa d'rib Nachman l'kula. This turns into a kula. The four Amos now are bigger area that I can plant in. Something else. Because it's not a vineyard. It's a kula now. Right? If it would be stingier Amos, it would be a chumra. But now here it became a kula. So I found you a case where by a vineyard, the bigger Amos turns into a kula. Right? When they're on top of each other. And then you can plant there anyway because it's not a vineyard. So it's a kula. So the Gemara's answer, same answer we said before. By the way, only Reb Shimon Omer ain't okerem. I'm sorry. Ika retufim arba amos lakula ditnan. We learned it in Klayim. Kerem hanatu al pachas marba amos. If the vineyard's planted in an area of less than four amos, Reb Shimon Omer ain't okerem. It doesn't have the din of a kerem. Chacham Omerim kerem. The Chacham said, no, it does have the din of a kerem. Ro'ones hamtam ki ilu eino. Review the middle vineyard as if it's not there to give you the share of four. Fine. So the answer is, we're stuck. We found you a case of a bigger Amma that's a kula. So Gemara says, no. Kerabonim de Omri Havi Kerem. No, the Rabbanim say it is a valid Kerem. So this person who said the Ammas are big holds it the Rabbanim. This is not even a kula. Not a kula at all. Ibo Yisema, or I can give you another answer. Lo'olam Kerab Shimon, V'rov Amos Kamar. It was talking about Rov Amos, not every single case. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.